the psalmist needed to repeat himself. It wasn't a one-time thing. He had to get it through his thick skull. As the emotions began to overwhelm him, he had to tell himself, "Why are you cast down, O my soul?" He had to remind himself over and over again. He had to look to his anchor. Our anchor is in a solid, solid foundation. It rests in God. And as Christians, as believers, we need to follow what the Psalms, in essence, do as they challenge our perception. We have to go against the flow of culture and world because oftentimes for such waves of life, the world looks for different cures. But we have to look to Scripture, to where the psalmist puts his hope, where he resides, where he finds his cure. That's how we challenge our perception. That's how we challenge our views. But notice it's not a quick fix. Like I said, he had to repeat himself. On the first try, he didn't succeed. You know, it wasn't just 42 verse 1. Okay, everything's fixed. Let's move on to chapter 43 or 44. He had to go and he had to repeat himself. And ultimately, if he looked into himself to find hope during the storm, he would ultimately sink. But as believers, as we catch hold of the power and the promises of God, he will keep our head above water. He will keep us afloat. You see, for us, for the believer, when it all comes down, when we get tossed, when we feel lost, it becomes a matter of perception. It becomes a matter of telling ourselves, addressing ourselves, teaching ourselves, talking to ourselves, "Why are you cast down? Hope in God, for you will still praise Him." I don't know about you, but I talk to myself plenty already. So this is no big news for me. I find myself in the car when I'm walking alone, just talk out loud to myself. But I understand I'm a little on the weird side of things. But either way, with the Word of God in hand, when the storms approach, we must, as the psalmist did, tell himself, remind himself. And as Calvin wrote, elevate our thoughts to the contemplation of the grace of God, even when it is hid from our view. How often do we not see God's face in a storm? And the psalmist teaches us, even when we can't see it, when we feel like God has hid himself from us, we have to tell ourselves and elevate our thoughts to that contemplation. If you feel yourself now amidst the storm, being lost at sea, hope in God, for you will still praise Him. Again, I say, as the psalmist did, hope in God, for you will still see His face. And look to the anchor. Like I said, we may get caught in the emotions, feeling the waves hit us, but look to that anchor that holds strong, even when all around us it feels a mess. And finally, again, hope in God. For those of us not in the storm where we feel like the sea is calm, we feel our ship is not really rocking all that much, we've got to do is what David said, Psalms 119. Meditate upon God's word. Learn it. Know it. Tell yourself, teach yourself the word of God. And keep your eyes on the anchor. If there's one thing to remember when we leave here, It's that we must let God's word speak to us, even when we feel lost at sea. Even when we feel like all hope is gone, we must catch hold of the power of God and the promise that we can still hope in him. As the psalm shows, it's only through the repetition of meditating on God's word will we ever survive such things. We're going to sing a hymn tonight that is my favorite hymn, and for a few reasons. Number one, we're going to sing it because I have say in what we sing tonight. Number two, the story is just amazing. And the hymn itself is just beautiful. Horatio Spafford wrote, "It is well with my soul." And it was written, if you know the story, excuse me for telling it again, his son was killed in the great fire in Chicago. And he was going to go over to Europe with his family, but he was held back by some business. So he sent his four daughters and his wife with him. And the boat sank. And he lost his four daughters. His wife survived. And he pens the hymn, "It Is Well With My Soul." And as you move through the hymn, you can see that when peace like a river attendeth my way, he's almost talking of the calm times. But then when sea billows roar, he just lost all his children. But he was taught to say, "It is well with my soul. Hope in God." And then as the hymn progresses, his thoughts are elevated to Christ and to what Christ did for him. And then it leads into my favorite verse where he says, "My sin, not in part, but on whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord." It's a perfect example of a man who lost so much. If his son wasn't enough,